Focus.
We're back
with another episode. I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T. And this is the show, the podcast about anime, video games, comics, and all that stuff. And that's episode 312.
312. Damn, 312.
This is the Minun ish episode. Which, surprise, surprise, he's also the weak ass cheering Pokemon.
Did it say weak ass in there?
No, that's a little conjecture I've added there. Check back to the last episode to catch the reference, you know?
Yeah.
But, a little knockout guy. Anyway,
button bashes.
Yeah, nerd. Oh, that's funny. Nerd podcast, you know, video games, comics, animes, all that stuff.
That's right.
Movies.
Yeah, and we're live on twitch.tv/closen28, where you can catch us every Wednesday and maybe sometimes Sundays here at night.
You know,
doing our thing.
And we usually start off with our In Focus Week, where we catch you up on what we've been checking out.
That's right.
AJ, would you like to lead that?
Sure, I'll do that. I remembered recently that I forgot to mention this, something that I got on my trip.
I thought you forgot to mention that we're on Spotify.
Yeah, we're on Spotify and on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
Yeah, and Twitter.
Oh, I made that worse.
You can contact us. It was unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Gmail.com, that's right.
Sorry, continue.
Made it worse. Okay. So, I was looking for these when they first came out. Couldn't find them anywhere, right? They were selling out. People were fucking buying them, like, first thing in the morning every time they came in.
Would you say they were going like hotcakes?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Like, and that's a thing that people say, but is that a thing that you would say?
They were going like hot cupcakes, you know what I'm saying? And then, I kind of gave up every once in a while if I'm at, like, a Target or some shit.
Wait, I imagine hot cupcakes go fast because I've never seen them.
Yeah, exactly. I've never seen them either.
Go on.
I'm not a morning person. Every time I walk into like a Target or a game store, I'll go look for these Animal Crossing Hello Kitty cards.
Oh yeah, you told me you were on the search for this a long time ago.
Never even know what the package should look like. I even know what I was looking for, you know? And then when I was in New Mexico at a random Target, I just happened to walk down the game aisle real quick to see like, hey, what's different here, you know? Sometimes you find some stuff that you don't normally see out here, which is kind of crazy.
Because there's probably less people looking for it, I would imagine.
Exactly, right? And that's where I found these finally. I finally got the freaking Animal Crossing Amiibo cards. Bought two of them just because.
Damn,
like, why
she's
not?
Homies with Hello Kitty, that's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, freaking Isabelle and freaking Hello Kitty there just chilling, you know, in the bus. Oh, is that a trash truck? You know, because they got to pick up the garbage, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Smash Bros.
Yeah, man, maybe.
Last hidden character confirmed, Hello Kitty.
Yeah. So what this does, there's actually like six actual cards in here, and they're scannable. They're like Amiibos. They're Amiibo cards. You open your game, you scan it into the game, one of the characters on the card visits your islands and gives you items or unlocks items that you can buy later on. And they're all Hello Kitty themed items too, which is cool. So you don't get a Hello Kitty character visiting but you get items related to them. Unfortunately, it's not any of the cool characters. I was hoping for some Bats Maru, fucking Choco Cat or some shit. Nah.
Who'd you get?
Well, they're all the same, so I got whatever it comes with. I don't even know if Carl has been using him. I haven't used him yet. But no one I know. I think the only thing I recognize is Caropi, the frog dude. And I think there's this like I think his name's Cinnamon. Cinnamon Bun? No, that's Adventure Time. I don't know. But characters I don't even know are part of it. But we finally found the fucking card, so that's the moral of the story. We found that shit out of state. What else did I do? Oh, okay, check this out, T. Oh, by the way, T.
Is this for me?
That's for you. You said you wanted a small one, right?
Shit.
So I saw them there and oh yeah, T wanted one. Might as well just pick this shit up now.
I almost want to stop the podcast right now and just spend the rest of my night putting the cards in the fucking sleeves.
I just handed T a folder for cards, you know, a card folder.
160.
And it's the one I like. It's the zipper one too. I like the zipper
one.
Yeah,
so you got me the zipper
one? In case it fall out, you know, like, yeah.
Never had one with the zipper on it, man.
And I bought myself a new one too because I'm kind of getting cramped in my current one. So I bought myself another one. And right now, because my folder that I have right now is split between Digimon and UFS, all those like Soul Calibur, Yu Yu Hakusho cards, and it's like it's getting cramped in here now. So I got a second one just so it's not so cramped. And then actually, because I went to King Fandom, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of cards, and none of you want my cards. You're like, you're not looking for shit that I have. Chris wasn't looking for shit I have. Will not really looking for shit I have. No one's really looking for the shit that I have. And, like, I don't want the shit I have.
Yeah, I got too much shit.
But they're pretty decent shit, though, right? So I went to King Fandom and sold them.
What, all your specials? All your
Most of them. Like, all the shit that I actually want to keep, that I actually like, I'm keeping them. Yeah, that I might make something. I kept those. But all the shit, like, I don't think I'm going to use this shit, I went ahead and just sold them off.
That's dope.
And then, you know, when you sell shit to, like, a shop or something, you don't get the full actual street price, you know? They give you, like, we're going to give you, like, 80%, 70% for them, right? So that's when they gain, like, 70% of the full cost. Like, I get it. It's a business. You got to make money off of it after I sell it to them, right?
You make a little chunk off it, at least?
$75.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for, like, a small stack of cards.
That's almost enough to get it in another little box, man.
What I got actually was all the cards I was looking for.
Oh, wow.
And actually, all the cards I was looking for actually evened out to $75. I was like, fuck, we just did a full exact trade. So wow. I got two Omnizorts.
What?
I got two Impildramons to complete my blue deck again. I got a Lord Nightmon. I got Dan Devimon. Okay, let me rewind real quick for the reason for this Dan Devimon. Last weekend, I went to a card shop over the one I was telling you guys about in Agora. Oak Park, actually, I think is what the area actually is, a spot called Game Ogre. And I was there last week. They told me, like, oh, yeah, we're doing a get-together for Digimon Saturday night. You should come by. No tournament yet. We just want to get a feel for, like, how many people are actually playing this right now. So that people are going to come through and play some free play. I'm like, all right, cool. I'll try to make it. And I so happened to get out early on Saturday, so let me go check it out. So I ran over there. And, yeah, I got some games in there. I played maybe, like, 6 or 7 games, lost them all. But, like, a couple of them were, like, super, super close. One of the most annoying ones, though, I drew my cards. I had, like, level 5s and 6s. That was, like, all I had, right? Maybe 1 or 2 level 3s. I was like, this hurt. This hand sucks, you know? And then I got what I was able to do, but then I was drawing nothing but, like, 5s and 6s. That's all I was getting, right? And I was like, fuck, I need a fucking level 4. Come on. And then my opponent, he kind of beat me kind of quick. And as he was flipping all my security, like all of one big hit, he flipped like 4 things of security, all level 3s and 4s, all of my security.
Oh.
I was like, what the fuck? Yeah,
that's a burn.
That was annoying. But yeah, also I played someone who had a Dan Devimon deck. I was like, oh, what the fuck is this, right? Apparently, Dan Devimon gains. Oh, I got to read the card again. Like, if you delete one of his security cards, then the person attacking also has to delete one too. So if you attack him, he has to delete one too. And then he had two tamers on the field, both Kari's, these purple Kari's. And when something, when you leave or we delete a security card, you get to suspend the tamer to earn a memory. So every time I deleted one of his securities, he gained 2 memory, and then I had to delete one too.
Oh,
and I was
wow.
like, fuck. He can only do that once per turn, though, right? So he can't, like, delete 2 off of mine or whatever, right? But that was annoying enough, right? I was like, every time I would hit him, I had to lose something, too.
That's pretty messed up, yeah.
And then he would recover, because it was a purple-yellow deck. So he would recover some yellow shit. I was like, damn, that's pretty sick. And so I went ahead and got me some Dan Devimons, because they were, like, $2 each. So I'm gonna build that deck, because I think I have a lot of the cards that he was running in his deck. You know, I'll put my own little flair in it, maybe. But that's why I got some Dan Devimons, and I got these Demi Devimons. I think they're promos or something like that. They're like $3-4 each. So that was part of my $75 run there. And they're like they have some special. Oh yeah, when you have like 10 things in the trash, then you can just summon him a Dan Devimon from the trash once you play him or something like that. Something crazy like that. Something that gets you Dan Devimon a lot quicker. I'll put that shit together pretty soon. But that's what I did there. And when I was there too, yeah, I picked up those folders. I picked up a new like box because I was running out of room in my current box. So I'll start putting those decks together. I play a little Pokken. We're going to have this video game Olympic type of thing going on this Sunday, guys. So come back Sunday. Check this out. We're going to have a 3v3 tournament, different fighting games. It's kind of random. One of the games in this random pool, though, is Pokken, which I haven't played in a long time. So I went ahead and bought the game, and I played a little bit of it for like a couple of minutes just to kind of get the hang of it again. But I'm going to start playing more of that pretty soon just in case that game comes up. And also because I just been wanting to play that for so long. I also watched Evangelion. 1.11?
The special edition is 1.11, yeah.
Ah, okay. Well, whichever one's available on Amazon right now, because it's all on Amazon. All the Evangelions, the recent movies, 1.0, 2.22, 3.0.
Let's just say 1 through 4.
Yeah, 1 through 4 are all available right now on Amazon, including the new one that just dropped. All available, so I went ahead and started watching it. I watched the first one. It's pretty much what I remember. It's retelling the first half of the original series, except that last monster, he's just kind of a lot different though, and that whole like last freaking angel they fought
yeah,
with.
Yeah, the whole thing that went down at the end with Rey, it was totally different.
Yeah, yeah, a little different. Still kind of the same end result, but like just different in a way with like the drama that was happening. Like more detailed in a way.
Well, remember, Third Impact actually started there. And that's the
second. Wait. That happens in two because it didn't happen yet.
No, are we talking about two?
No, I'm talking about one.
I'm sorry. Okay, you're talking about one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
The angel that's different is that diamond-shaped one that fucking blasts him. Mm-hmm. And he starts fucking digging into the ground. He's just sitting there all day, and they're like, all right, we got to reroute all of fucking the country's power to this sniper rifle, right? So, but that just took, that was like more detailed on how they did all that and how it missed and all that shit. So it's just like more drama behind it. It was cool. And then at the very end, you fucking see Kyra on the moon. I was like, okay, this is when it happened. The first one.
The only difference is that, right?
Yeah. I thought the Berserk mode happened at the end of the first one. No, that whole Berserk Third Impact happening happens at the end of the second. I was like, oh shit, we're not even there yet. Damn, okay. So yeah, I'll continue watching that. And then, yeah, that's basically it.
Okay. For my Unfocused Week, I saw my first movie in a movie theater again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was called Pig. It was by, what's his name? It was, I don't know the director, because it's a brand new director, but it was starring Nicolas Cage. And, you know, I was really...
Was it about cops?
No, yeah, that's funny. No, that's not what it was about, though. You know, I was really thinking it was going to be about... like a John Wick type thing. It's like this guy who has a truffle pig, you know, and him and the truffle pig, you know, they hunt truffles, you know, and that's how he makes his money and shit. And then, you know, that the pig gets kidnapped. And he loves this pig, you know.
As pigs do, you know.
Yeah, as the truffle pig gets kidnapped, so, you know, he goes on a mission to get the pig back. So I thought it was going to be like John Wick, but it was way more chill than that. It was more like a heady kind of thing. And you're trying to get his pig back. It was a good movie. It was really dope.
Okay.
I was like, damn, Nicolas Cage.
It's just called Pig, though?
It's called Pig.
Nah, yeah. Fucking just buried the lead, huh?
Yeah, they like to get to the point. so that was really good. I like that. I think we talked about Suicide Squad last week that I saw that, right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
I have not seen it.
Moving on. I pulled out a lot of Digimon cards. I've been, like, getting some Digimon packs. Actually, I only got 6 packs. I went real light. I just got that this week, and I was like, you know, let me just open all 6 right now. And I got out of the 6 packs, I got 3 dope-ass cards out of them. Like, three Omnimons out of those 6 packs I ordered.
That's crazy.
And then I got a good one out of the, a Black War Greymon out of the promo pack. I'm like, damn, I'm on fire right now. Like, for this set, I'm on fire. I keep pulling Omnimons.
Yeah.
It makes up for set 4. I didn't pull shit in set 4. Mm. Like, nothing I needed anyway. So, yeah, I've been doing that a little bit, hunting stuff down. What else did I watch? I watched the first episode of Jellystone. Have you heard about that?
Sounds familiar. I think you mentioned it before.
No. Well, it's the Yogi Bear show. They made a new Yogi Bear show. Okay, it's on HBO Max. And, you know, it's not just him. It's got Huckleberry Hound and, Top Cat, you know.
What?
They're all there. Like, it's
a fucking universe. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
It's almost like DuckTales, like how they just pulled in everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was pretty funny. I was watching it. It's good. It's got a lot of kid humor, but it's got a lot of fucking, a lot of adult, like, little references, a lot of winks to adults about funny things, like, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, that was been really...
Like pigs.
Yeah, like pigs. And, but, yeah, so, yeah, Jellystone was pretty cool. I saw a couple animes that I hadn't seen before. There were new ones on Netflix. One of them was so funny. I hope I can remember the name. But the whole idea of it was a guy who works for a children's show, like Blue's Clues or something.
Mm.
Right? And then, but you know, in between, like, his cuts and stuff, it's called Uramichi Nissan. You know, his old, like, old big brother Uramichi, basically. Mm. And, you know, in between the activities and the show, the stuff and the games and stuff, he'd say some really dark shit about how bad it's going to be when they're going to become adults. And the kids are, like, all confused and shit, like, what? Yeah, this shit's hilarious, man, so... there's that one, and there's another steampunk one that was called The Case Study of Vanitas. That was really cool, too. I'm a big fan of both of those. So, yeah, those are both on Netflix. Highly recommend them.
Okay.
I think that basically covers the Unfocused Week. I started watching the show Outer Banks. That's really good on Netflix.
Oh, you're watching Outer Banks? That's crazy.
You watch it?
I've seen it. I've seen the first season.
I heard second season's even better.
I heard it was pretty good.
I heard it's better.
I didn't hear better. I just heard it was really good.
I heard better. That's why I wanted to watch it. Someone told me it was even a step up from the first season.
Interesting. Okay. I gotta continue watching that. Yeah. I watched my new, what is it called? Car Masters, Rust to Riches. Season 3 just dropped at the beginning of the month.
Rust to Riches.
I already killed that. I believe that's the name of the show. But you know, mechanics have a shop and they try to build a car and trade it up. Or trade it with somebody to get something a little bit better, and then they'll fix that shit up, make it look dope, and sell it for like a big profit. Mm-hmm. They just keep on like trading, get something better, make it better, and then get something big at the end, you know, for like a big payoff. So I was watching that, and this season didn't end that well. It was kind of sad. The last season ended up kind of weird too, because they got in like one of their cars into a museum, you know, the Peterson Museum, some shit. I want to go check it out now, see if they can find their car there. But yeah, it was pretty cool. Anyways. Speaking of random shit.
All right. I think that basically covers my focus. I already announced my intention to watch Evangelion.
You announced it.
You know? I'm going to rewatch number three.
I didn't get
the memo. Hey, so actually, I texted you. You did get the memo, motherfucker.
I think you told me to watch it.
Yeah. No, I said, let's watch it.
Oh, you said, let's watch it. Oh, okay.
See? You ain't be reading my text.
I'm trying to be reading your checks.
I got to start reading.
I ain't got time for that.
No. Yeah, I asked you, when are we going to watch it?
And I started watching 1.0.
Yeah. So let me know before you watch 4.0, man. That's how this podcast started. We got to fucking talk about 4.0. We've been waiting only Jesus, have we been waiting 10 years for 4.0?
Well, I don't. Just
wasn't it 2013, 2014?
Something crazy like that.
That's
yeah.
8 years like for the last
eight,
movie.
9 years in the making, yeah.
And I asked my friend had seen the movie already, and he told me, he's like, you know what? Because I asked him, I told him my theory. I think if anyone's been on this podcast and heard us talk about Evangelion, which we've talked about since episode one, my theory is that this is all a parallel universe, and the only one who actually is from our first universe is Kaoru. That's why he remembers, and he's saying he's going to save Shinji this time. And my friend's like, he's like, you're kind of right, but you're also really wrong, too. And I'm like, why am I surprised? That sounds like fucking Evangelion.
He's like,
it's not quite that, but that's pretty close. But so I'm like, I feel like he didn't tell me anything by telling me that.
I think it's... like what happens after Third Impact happened in the original anime. I think this is him resetting the world and starting like all over again. And then he just doesn't know it yet, but like it's just starting all over again.
So
like,
movie one happens after the end of Evangelion. That's what you're saying. 1.0 happens after the end of Evangelion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could see that.
That's what I feel like, or something like that. I know there's like an ending to that at the end, though, that doesn't make it make sense. But maybe it does.
I heard this last one kind of connects everything a little bit, so I guess we'll have to see.
I guess so, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm excited to watch that. All right. I guess there's something else we talked about that I guess we should get into, right? Since, are we done with the Unfocused Week?
Yeah, I guess so.
That being said, we're going to talk about the main event for this week, Marvel What If.
Yeah.
For those that have not seen it or haven't, do plan on watching it and want to see it, we're about to talk about some major plot points right now in the newest episode of Marvel What If. So spoiler alert for everyone. Anyone who's watching visually, you can see a little red warning on top that says spoiler alert. As long as that's there, we're talking about Marvel What If Episode 2. And we'll jump into it right away. So for those that don't know, this What If episode is called What If T'Challa Became Star-Lord? And you know, this has a lot of different implications than we originally thought. It's pretty cool. Did you post that up yet?
Yeah.
Okay. So I really liked it. What did you think about it? Just on general.
It was cool. I liked it a lot, too. Like, it's kind of funny, too, just as Guardians are kind of, like, funny sometimes. This was kind of funny, too, which was kind of weird to kind of see that parallel there.
Yeah.
And just, like, really different, too, just to see how things, like, again, gone a different way if, you know, something slightly different happened.
Drastically different. And I don't know about you, AJ. I like the twist because the whole time I was like, okay, wait a minute. Why does him getting taken mean Wakanda falls and Earth... You know what I mean? I was like, what the fuck does that... How does that make sense? Because I was like, that place has been protected and defended way after he's a kid, even, no matter what happens. So I'm like, how did that happen? It turned out that wasn't even fucking true.
No.
That was a lie by our boy Yondu,
To
keep his son, you know? Like.
Yeah, which is crazy. The funny thing, though, was fucking Thanos.
Oh, God.
That was hilarious.
Fucking funny, bro.
And I like he just like...
showed me there's another way. I was like...
Yeah, I like he's just like a bro. Like, he talks to people like, yeah, I want to do the genocide thing. Like, everyone says I'm crazy, you know? But like, they don't understand.
I like how, like, you hear him...
they call it genocide.
I like how you...
I don't see it that way.
Every randomly, you hear... Every now and then, you just hear him talking to other characters, and you don't get to hear what Thanos is saying. You just hear his voice mumbling, and like... That's basically genocide you described. He's like, no, it's different. It's random.
Yeah.
That's just hilarious.
And
man.
He's part of the crew. He's pretty much one of the Guardians.
He's a Guardian of the Galaxy, yeah. Or at least a Ravager.
Yeah, which is crazy. So, like, I thought that was crazy just to see him, like, at a different level. Like, you know, kind of, like, more having fun, not so serious. Still has his plan, though, so you know that's still part of his personality.
He's just going a different way about it, though. But you know, he's going the conversational route.
Because someone talked to him and gave him a different point of view, he fucking just... like, oh, okay, I'm not going to go pursue this, but if I'm able to, then, you know,
yeah,
it's a thing. It's an idea. It's
fucking hilarious.
That's fucking crazy, yeah.
You did a great job with this episode.
Yeah, that was crazy. And the fact that the Collector is pretty much a Thanos in a way, right?
Yeah, you know, which is actually more in line with his comic book character, because he's actually really powerful in the comics. I'm surprised they kind of treat him like, you know, whatever kind of guy.
Yeah, he's like a kick-around character, like, in the movie, in MCU.
Yeah, Thanos just, like, punks him easy, and, yeah, like, you feel like Star-Lord could whoop his ass, kind of, if he really wanted to, yeah. But in this is, like, no, that's kind of more how he is. Like, you couldn't really stop him if he didn't want you to, unless you were, like, I don't know, the Silver Surfer, or maybe Thor, or somebody, like, on the really higher levels, like, maybe.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was pretty cool.
You know, the other thing that's kind of showed me, too, though, is that freaking Peter Quill, the actual Star-Lord, is... like, and the whole team in general is a little lazy, maybe a little selfish, because they seem to be a lot better at, like, with T'Challa as Star-Lord there, right? And they're, yeah, like, they're actually helping people, and fucking he was able to talk Thanos out of not fucking pursuing the genocide shit, right?
You know what? I think the difference in between T'Challa and Star-Lord is very, it's very subtle, but here's what it is, if you ask me. I think it's that he was taught to be a king and command people, because they don't listen to Peter Quill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he tries to tell them, you take me home, blah, blah, blah. He's like, shut the fuck up, kid. You're coming with us. But, you know, him being raised by T'Chaka,
yeah,
as a king, like, you know, and also having that adventurous mentality, I feel like they respected him a little more.
Yeah.
And so they were more willing to listen to what he had to say.
That's a good way to put it, too, yeah.
You know, I thought that was kind of interesting way for them to put that, too, frame that whole thing. Okay, so you told me earlier, before I even saw it, or yet last night, that there was one thing that really bothered you about it.
Yes, there is.
So I think I know what it is, because I think it bothered me too, but...
what is it?
I'll be mad if it's not the same thing, because that means there's two things that bothered us.
Okay.
So what is it? You want to go first?
You go ahead. You go first.
Why the fuck didn't they go back and get Peter Quill?
No, that didn't bug me.
Oh, see, that bothered the shit out of me. I was like, okay, I understand. You got the wrong kid.
Yeah, just go back and get the right guy.
Go back and get him, too. Yeah. Like, you didn't have to put T'Challa back. You could get him, too, if you really wanted to keep him. Yeah. You know? But what you know he's out there. You know he's the son of a Celestial. You're just going to leave him out there, like, for a decade?
They don't know he's a Celestial. They don't know that.
No, but they know that there's a strong energy signature. And they're sent to get him, and they knew they got the wrong motherfucker. But they didn't do anything about that, and Ego didn't fucking make them pay for not going to get the right kid. Like, I don't know, it just didn't add up to me. That was the only thing
in
the whole thing.
They just avoided Ego so well that, you know, it wasn't even a thing.
It's believable, they're the Ravagers.
My beef?
What's that?
Is that somehow T'Challa is, like, he came up with the name Star-Lord. But Peter Quill got that name because his mother called him Star-Lord. So how the fuck did T'Challa come up with the name Star-Lord for himself? That's what bugged me.
That's interesting. But you know what? I think it might be one of those things. This is kind of a thing in What If. There's some things that are inevitabilities in What If. I don't
like
know.
Like Thanos?
Yeah, like Thanos. But, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but in every What If comic, sometimes there's echoes of things that shouldn't happen that happen anyway. Mm. For example, Iron Man in the Peggy Carter one last week.
Okay, so Iron Man still happened.
Even though it wasn't Tony Stark that made it, they didn't have that scenario at all, but fucking somehow Iron Man came out, you know, and it was never going to not happen. And they always have shit like that. So I figure him naming himself Star-Lord is probably along the same lines, like, whether it was a totally different reason, which it is a different reason, they actually consider him to be the Lord of the Stars because he goes through helping people everywhere, you know?
Okay, maybe that's how he got the name then, huh?
Well, I don't think he gave it to himself. I think the people gave it to him.
And yeah, okay, that's interesting. I like that then, because once he started calling himself Star-Lord, I'm like, wait, but Peter Quill calls himself that because his mom called him that.
You made a really good point. That
I was like, the fuck? Like, how do you come up with that name? But going back on it too, no, that doesn't make sense. No, okay, maybe it does make sense. I don't know if it makes sense. I forgot when this happened, but there's that whole conversation he had with his father where he was talking about like how the kings live in the sky and it's in the stars. No, he saw that message once he found the ship, right? So no, there's still no way. Okay, never mind. That was, unless,
yeah, it's coincidence.
Unless
yeah.
he got that conversation with his father or remembers like a similar conversation with his father when he was younger, and maybe that's how the name came up. Maybe I can see how that can make sense in that case. Maybe. Otherwise, that bugs me.
I think it's just coincidence. Like I said, some things are inevitabilities and what ifs. Like some things are going to happen.
Yeah, like the universe will like force it to happen.
It'll meld around. It's almost like around. It's more like a. Remember, I was telling you that there's Nexus beings, and those things are fixed, and those things are going to happen the way they're going to happen every time.
Mm-hmm. So Star-Lord like, is a Nexus name.
it's going to happen name. Regardless. Doesn't matter who has it, but it's happening. You know, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I like how he was also more hand-to-hand combat, mm-hmm. and that got him out of a lot of things that actually really fucked Star-Lord and made whole little subplots. Because, you know, him not being able to beat the rat, you know.
Oh, who that fool, that one dude that came through? Dude, that was hilarious.
The fool from Guardians and Captain Marvel? What is his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy, that's so funny.
Yeah, the fact that he came up to us like, oh, shit, you're Star-Lord, dude.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Yo, calm down, we're not going to attack him yet. Are you okay? Will we attack you?
Like, yeah. Can I use the gun? He's like, it's okay, that's what it's for. Like, yeah. That's why we're here, you know?
Go ahead and give me your best, you know? Yeah. Like, are you sure about that, you know? Like,
that's so funny.
And then when he got, like, hit, you know, he, like, smiled as he got hit across the jaw
he's like, oh, was that too much? Yeah. Like, that's just funny.
Oh my god. And then he joined the teams afterwards. Like, that's hilarious.
I like that. Yeah, he brought him with him and said, this guy can come.
Yeah, he could carry him out and everything.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was funny. That was cool. Yeah. What else was there?
You know, like I said, I really liked that him being a hand-to-hand combat specialist mm-hmm. really mm-hmm. changed a lot of the scenarios that Star-Lord was in that put him in a bad spot. Like, him having that problem and not being able to deal with those guys made him into this whole crazy scenario. He had to run and fly away, and he got chased, and now Thanos was on his tail, or Ronan was on his tail, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but him, like, shutting all that down right away and killing all those fools, done. None of that happens, you know? Like, I like that. And it's because T'Challa's been trained a little more. Peter Quill's just a guy.
Yeah, exactly. Literally just like,
he's a dude.
A dude.
As Drax would say, you're just a dude, you know?
he's a dude.
He's a man.
He's a man. You're a dude.
Yeah. That shit was funny. What else was I going to say? You know what else I really liked? I think it's just because of that last one, and I knew that they didn't get Steve Rogers and Tommy Lee Jones back for the voices.
Hmm.
So it was really surprising in this one that they got so many voices back. Because that really was Benicio del Toro as the collector.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, that really...
I was wondering if that was or not. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, that was really
I'm not
him.
Used to his voice other
me,
than...
Me either. Yeah, it was kind of surprising. He was being different, so...
Yeah.
Karen Gillan, that was really Nebula.
Cool. It sounded like her.
There was, I think, almost everybody. The only ones that weren't them was Drax. Drax is voiced by someone else.
Okay.
Which, by the way, Dave Bautista said they never asked him.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
He didn't sound that
like,
mad.
It's only for like 5 minutes. Do we really need Dave Bautista?
Because they would have to pay him out.
Yeah, exactly, right?
I was like, and now on the fair side, that wasn't Peter Quill's voice either.
Okay, so that's fine. Like, come on, again, because he was only there for like 2 seconds. So, I mean, that's fine.
But Thanos was Josh Brolin.
Because he was there a lot longer, though.
So. Yeah. No, I mean, they actually got the actor to play Thanos again. Like, I love that, you know?
Yeah,
like,
that's cool.
So yeah, most of them were there, and I really liked that. I enjoyed that. And I was like looking at the credits afterwards too. Like, oh, that was them.
Other thing too that was kind of cool is that Wakanda.
Oh, Taserface is the same.
Oh yeah,
voice
Taserface
too.
Is actually still there too. That was kind of crazy
he
to
was
see
the
him.
Same guy.
That's cool. Wakanda actually went ahead and like learned how to go to space on their own and shit. That was pretty crazy.
Man, you know what's funny? I don't know if we said it on the podcast, but I definitely called it. I was like, Wakanda's definitely going to fucking put all their efforts into finding T'Challa.
Hmm.
And, like, you know, they have the tech. Like, I was like, they could do it if they wanted to. You know, they just didn't care about that before. So I like that actually happened.
Yeah, like, they had a reason to go out and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I like that part of it, too. I was kind of hoping that maybe the necklace he was wearing had the...
The
Black Panther suit in
me
it,
too.
And like somehow like him going to the ship activated it, and he got everything, but that didn't happen. But that's fine. That would have been cool.
He still used the vibranium to get out. I like that.
Yeah, I like that part too. That was pretty dope.
What else? I feel like there's other things.
Yeah, there's a lot of overall though. The one thing that like I don't have a feeling of. This is why I didn't feel like this was like a better episode than the last one. Is like it was a good episode. I liked it a lot. But, like, what we got from the last one is, like, some extra detail we never heard about from Hydra. In this episode, I don't feel like we got any new additional information that could be like an overall thing of new knowledge, you know?
The collector, him having bigger plans with all that shit, him actually having a plan with all that shit he was collecting. I don't know, man.
I think, what was his plan? I think I glossed over that.
I'm not sure either, but he was about to, he was trying to expand his empire and get more samples.
But I think that's only because he was like, he was trying to fill that new role where Thanos is, you know, not there anymore. So I think that's the only reason that was the thing. So that's I don't feel like that's a new overall, like, overarching information thing that can be, you know, seen in future MCU movies.
I guess you're right.
Like that's the only reason why this one is not as, I don't feel like it's as good as the last one. Cause like the whole Hydra thing, like they're worshiping this fucking tentacle monster. Like maybe that's what they've been doing this whole time. It just never been said. There's no reason to tell us.
Yeah.
I didn't get anything like that out of this episode.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, man. I think I got a lot of insight as to, like, what Wakanda, like, how much Wakanda was really willing to sacrifice. Like, you know, I didn't really expect them to become what they were to come get him, because I thought they were going to be like, no, we're isolationists, we stay to this. Like, you know, I guess it wasn't, like, mind-shattering, like, oh, shit, they're worshipping Shuma-Gorath. Like, yeah, that's true. Nothing quite like that.
Yeah, nothing like that, yeah. Like, I feel like the only thing this thing really served was, like, just, you know, different personality traits out of some of the characters, you know, like, oh, okay, like well, Thanos is just the main one, is just freaking crazy, like, oh, all he needed was a good conversation over some beers and he probably would have been all good and not fucking gone and kind of get all the gems and shit, right?
That's funny. Well, you know, I think we might still get more out of this though, because the ending,
oh, like how what's his name still came through and found Quill
with his ship parked outside the Dairy Queen. That's
yeah.
just hilarious.
Yeah, that's funny. The Dairy Queen was actually there.
Yeah, and Peter Quill worked at the Dairy Queen. Yeah, even funnier. But I think we might get to actually see what Ego's plan would have been like if it came to fruition. Because now we already know. I wish they wouldn't have shown in the trailers, but we already know there's going to be some kind of multiversal Avengers team led by Captain Carter at some point. Now, question is, are they fighting Ultron or are they fighting fucking Ego?
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
Damn, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think it would make more sense if we do, because, you know, we saw that one thing is, what if Ultron got Vision's body? And I'm like, that's scary already.
I'm wondering, too, is that is this whole What If series, is this all a separate timeline? Like, all these episodes are all the one same timeline that's split from the main? Or are these all different timelines that all split from... Are these all different branches or the same branch? That's what I'm wondering.
What do you mean?
So, in this episode with T'Challa becoming Star-Lord, did freaking Carter still become Captain Carter?
Oh, you're saying is each episode a separate timeline or is it all one timeline?
Yeah, exactly.
I think they're waiting to surprise us with that. Okay. I think that's something they're just holding back on purpose.
Yeah, like, is this like a branch? Like, okay, if things happen this way, all this shit would have happened like this.
My money is on that they're each different timelines and that the Watcher's going to get them all and bring them together. No, you know, no, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe T'Challa just came back to Earth at the end.
Yeah.
So maybe that's just the same time that Captain Carter came through the portal.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking too. Like, so is this set up that, you know, they're gonna, you know, connect quicker than what happened, and that's why we get a different team for the Avengers,
yeah,
or what?
I think so, because in Thor, I'm just gonna speculate on the Thor episode, the party Thor episode, because we know the premise of that. That he just decides to not fucking become worthy and he just kicks it, you know, he becomes a god of partying and shit. Yeah. But then, you know, what we see from the trailer, eventually he does get his shit together and pick up the hammer. So I'm thinking it's more like, what if he didn't get his shit together in Thor and he waited till the Avengers moment to get his shit together, you know? Like, that's my guess.
Okay.
And so maybe they all will become a team from the same timeline to stop, I don't know, Shuma-Gorath, Ego, fucking Ultron. Like, I don't know what it's gonna be. It could be anything at this point. Like, they don't show you what they're fighting in the trailer. They just show them all, like, fucking looking up at something, you know, getting ready. So I don't know.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I guess we just gotta watch more episodes and see what the whole overlining point of this thing is, you know. And, like, will this ever cross over? Any of these things gonna cross over into the main timeline too? You know, that's another mystery.
They have to, man. I'm like, there's no way. I feel like it's a missed opportunity, especially with someone like Killmonger, because we know there's going to be an episode about Killmonger.
Yeah.
It'd be a missed opportunity to do all this and not use Michael B. Jordan in the main universe again for this other version of Killmonger, at least even for a cameo, you know, maybe just a cameo.
What do you think of the possibility that, like, they retcon a whole mess of shit Just because these timeline things are like branching off in some weird way, and maybe at the end of all this whole arc, that somehow they merge some branches together to form one consistent timeline again. But now some things have changed, you know, and T'Challa's gone. Oh shit, we fucked shit up, and T'Challa's gone now, you know. And then maybe like, oh, now we have, you know, Captain Carter instead of Captain America now, like. But everything else is kind of the same still.
Well,
like,
you know,
like,
funny,
what are the chances of something like that happening?
It's funny you say that because the showrunner did say. Well, which, you know, which means you and I might have missed something about exactly what you're talking about. The showrunner did say that there was an Easter egg to Wakanda Forever in this episode.
Was there?
And like, or, you know, there's some reference that's going to become a plot point or something, you know? So maybe we just haven't seen the thing you're talking about, that or we're not catching the thing that's expanding on things, you know?
Right, right.
And I'm wondering if it's the space thing. Wakanda going to space. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah, maybe that could be the thing. Like I said, they showed they have the ability to do it. I guess they never had a reason to do it.
They didn't have a reason.
In the main sacred timeline, but, you know, but they can do it.
And we never saw what happened to Shuri in this timeline. I was pretty surprised we didn't see her at all.
Yeah, we saw Shuri was there.
Was she?
She didn't say anything or do anything at all, but she was there, you know, when he came back.
And, oh, I didn't even know she was there.
Yeah, she was off to the side right there, yeah.
That's crazy. Okay.
Yeah, so she was there. She didn't say a thing. No one, yeah, she was just there.
I like that he struggled with the Black Order, with his...
Oh, yeah, the Black Order, too. That was fucking crazy, too.
That they ended up working for the Collector?
Yeah.
I like that he fought them, and he struggled with them, but he was able to whoop their ass, though, you know? Like.
But the fact that he was struggling with them, and just, like, two of them, right? It wasn't even all four, so imagine if all four were together.
Yeah, they might have been able to get him.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty crazy, too, to see that Thanos can actually be taken down by the people that he fucking... you know, took in and everything. So that was crazy. Nebula was interesting too. She had hair. She wasn't made into parts and shit like that, right? She wasn't taken apart and experimented on, right?
Thanos never went that far.
Yeah.
Just her eye.
Yeah.
He only did her eye, but
which I'm feeling like that eye now was maybe just something to like to happen to her and just fixed her and like, all right, you're good now, right? No. Rather than experimenting.
See, I kind of got the vibe that he did that to her and then T'Challa stepped in before he got too far on her.
Okay, maybe that's the thing.
But I don't know. I'm not sure. They were never clear about it, so we don't really know.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just cool, man. And Nebula having that long hair, I feel like might be a reference to the time that she infiltrated the Council of Kings. And she acted like she was Kang with a long hair.
I don't know about that, but that's
interesting. Well, I'm telling you, yeah, that's a thing. And she had long blonde hair, and she was saying she was a Kang from a different universe.
That's funny.
But it was Nebula, and because her face is blue, you know, they bought it. They're like, oh, okay, Kang.
Wow.
And like, yeah, but it was Nebula.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, the hair. That's the only other time you see Nebula with long blonde hair like that I can remember in the comic books.
You know, I'm also wondering now, too, like, these are all episodes, like, what if this happened instead, right? Mm-hmm. When there's later on, we's like, oh, like, what if mutants actually existed, you know? And then we start fucking seeing, like, X-Men and shit like that.
Well, you heard the like, show got greenlit for season two, right?
Okay, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's greenlit for season two.
Okay. Then I can put more into my theory, like, okay, we're seeing one branch right now, so season two might be, oh, here's this branch, and here's if shit went the other way around.
You know, I think they already said that Captain Carter is going to be in next season. But that doesn't mean that it can't be. You know,
yeah,
it could still be what you said.
Yeah, I'm just spitballing here, but interesting, yeah. But yeah, that's our review of What If. You got anything else to mention? I don't.
I think that covers everything. Oh, Howard the Duck.
Oh, yeah, Howard the Duck was crazy, yeah.
And that was Seth Green, too.
Oh, was it?
That was Seth
Green. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. I can chill with him, have a drink or two, you know?
Yeah, like how he didn't end up helping him at all. He was
right, he didn't do shit, pretty much. That's true.
Yeah.
By the way, too, I also seen, every time I went and watched or rewatched, Endgame, I never saw Howard the Duck come out the portal. I was like, where is this motherfucker? Everyone tells me he's here somewhere, but like, I'm so hyped in the moment. Like, it's just happening. I was like, well, wait, where's Howard the Duck? And I always miss him, right? Finally saw him last time I watched Endgame recently.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, after rewatching Black Widow and all that shit.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I finally saw him. Like, oh, there he is. I finally saw him for like literally like a second. Like,
did he have a drink in his hand?
I don't think so. No,
damn.
That would have been cool, though.
Damn, Howard.
Yeah. All right, should we move on?
Yeah, let's go to news, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go turn on the AC, so you can go ahead and start with your first news.
Yeah,
right?
Do that, man.
I'm going to do that shit right
now.
Hit
the music first. Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
Yeah!
News.
What? Let's get it, crap! All right, so in my first piece of news, we had mentioned last week that a number of different famous comic book writers were leaving Marvel and DC and Image and all the famous ones. Specifically, Arby Silva, Pepe Larraz, and Marte Garcia. And, you know, all of them had been leaving different companies to make their own comic book company. And to add to that list is now Jonathan Hickman, the guy who's been making X-Men this whole time and kind of re-jumped X-Men, you know, head of X for House of X and Dawn of X and all that stuff. Yeah, he's leaving them. He's like, he let Marvel know in advance that he was always planning to possibly take off. And, man, I'm really interested in this new company they're making, this new set of comic books. Yeah, Marvel and DC might have to look out. They got a new rival coming. But, yeah, so he's leaving X-Men, he's leaving Marvel, and I was always hoping he was going to do Spider-Man before he left, so I'm a little bit sad, but, you know, I don't mind. At least he's going on to do bigger things.
He's leaving where to go where again?
He's leaving Marvel, the guy who's been doing X-Men this past year that kind of made it all hyped, the one that everyone's loving. He's leaving them to go start a new comic book company with a bunch of other people.
Oh, a new company, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mentioned last week, maybe, or maybe 2 weeks ago, that Arby Silva, Pepe Larraz, and Marte Garcia were all different leaving DC and Image so they can go make their own company, and Jonathan Hickman's going with them. So
do you have a name for the company yet?
Yeah, I don't think we do.
Probably not. It's probably too early.
Yeah, they haven't announced it yet.
But the fact they're all together, so we're not going to get them doing any more like traditional superhero stuff, but they're going to be making some new shit then now.
Yeah, they're making their own shit. I don't know if they'll ever come back. Maybe they'll come back for like individual runs or something like that.
Or maybe they'll get licenses to other like IPs that they can make stories out of, like how Archie got the, you know, rights to Sonic and Mega Man and stuff like that, you know?
That'd be cool. I'd like that. That'd be dope. Let's see.
Udon got the rights to Street Fighter, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll have to see what they do with it, but hopefully this company's good. I'm sure they will be. They got fucking Jonathan Hickman. So Marvel's in X-Men Inferno is the last thing written by Hickman. All right, AJ?
Interesting. All right, so Evo. Evo has been happening. Evolution. Actually, I'm wearing an Evo shirt today. That was coincidence, actually, I think. Evo has been happening this past 2 weeks, and I think they finally just wrapped up with their last set of tournaments. And all these tournaments recently have been, like, more regional. They haven't been, like, all at once, you know, like, everyone around the world. It's been all regionals. And, like, you know, the Europe division is, like, a East Coast, West Coast, Japan. South America had their own region, too. So that's what's been happening the past 2 weeks, and all those tournaments have been going on, determining winners and all those categories and all that, all those regions. I'm pretty sure it's all wrapped up, and I haven't watched a single thing of like what's been going on with the matches and all that. But I'm pretty sure this is one of their big announcements they had at the very end. They went ahead and gave us a cool little video first off. But they pretty much said in a tweet that Evo is back in Las Vegas August 5th through the 7th in 2022. So next August, we might be live back in person for Evo, which sounds cool that they announced it right now. Of course, you know, still up in the air because we don't know what's going on the road right now and how things are going to be playing out and all that. So who knows if this is going to follow through in the end, but as far as Evo's concerned, they're planning it already, you know, in case things go good and this can go ahead and happen. So look out for that next year. They haven't said where. I also heard that during one of the Evo like tournaments, one of the commentators was like, "Yeah, we'll see you back next year, you know, at the Mandalay, I mean, Las Vegas, you know." So, which means that not confirmed to be back at the Mandalay Bay. Maybe somewhere different. Are we going to be able to go back to the Mandalay Bay? Because that was a pretty cool convention. I mean,
that was my favorite one they've had at.
Yeah, I mean, the convention center wasn't bad. I think they did it like once or twice. I was there 1 year for a day, actually, at the convention center. And that was pretty cool. It's a big-ass spot, too. But it was kind of behind the strip, though. So maybe they'll go back there. I don't know what they're planning or where they're going to go. They haven't announced anything yet. So we'll look out for that. But at the very least, looks like we're going to have in-person tournaments back at Evo in Las Vegas next year.
Okay. My Hero Academia, the wildly popular anime.
Wildly
basically,
popular.
Japan's take on superheroes the way America does it, not their own way. Yeah, it's finally getting a live-action movie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they're really doing a live-action My Hero Academia. With
already?
Yeah, yeah, this is not the real footage.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, especially because the guy who's going to be making it, his name is Shinsuke Sato. And he's made the live-action versions, adaptations of whatever the fuck Inuyashiki is. It made me think that there was an Inuyasha live action.
It does sound like it. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought of when you...
Kingdom, which I only saw a little bit of that, but it was pretty good. Gantz, which I heard is good. And then the one that I have seen that is good, he did Bleach, which is available on Netflix, I believe. And I thought Bleach was really good. So the fact that this guy is doing My Hero Academia gives me a little bit of hope. He will actually be making this with as an English language movie, too. Yeah, it's gonna be made for like with English cast and English dubbing and all that stuff. And like, I'm sorry, not English dubbing, but just English cast and everything. Mm. So it's his first time doing an American movie, and he's gonna be making a Japanese movie into an American movie. So hopefully it hits well. All I know is Bleach was good, so my fingers are crossed that this is gonna be good too. Shinsuke Sato, keep an eye out for him, you guys.
Interesting.
He made Alice in Borderlands. Oh, then he's the one working on Yu Yu Hakusho.
Ooh.
Wait. Okay. Huh. Let me look him up. Let me be sure about that. Because if he's the guy who did Alice in Borderlands, hold on.
When is this supposedly coming out? When should we expect it?
Nah, they don't have a date on it yet.
No date on it yet? Yeah. Okay, don't even know.
Don't even think about it.
All right, I'm not going to think about it. I haven't even seen My Hero yet, but it is on my list. I've been watching other shit lately because I don't want to start a new series. But I may have to go ahead and start watching this pretty soon just so I can... catch up on what this shit is.
It's so good. And dude, we're already on season 5. We're already on more than 100 episodes. It does not feel like it, bro. It blew by so fucking quick. Like, I just was watching them, yeah? And I'm like, oh shit, we're at 100 now. Like, yeah, so it doesn't feel like it. All right, AJ?
Let's do some research on that last one now. Okay.
Oh, wait, no. Yeah, oh yeah, he is the same guy who made, Alice in Borderlands, so.
All right. In other news, so somebody, a YouTube creator, a YouTube, what do you call him, influencer, person, dude, guy, is going to make his own esports team. So this one dude named Moist Critical, I forgot his actual name. I just read it seconds ago, but I can't remember what his name is. Charlie? Yeah, Charlie. I forgot the other name. He goes by Penguin Zero, something like that. He's a big YouTube streamer, YouTube person. He does all types of videos on random things, a lot of gaming stuff, of course, right? He is going to start his own esports team. So he announced over on his Twitter that he's going to like sponsor somebody pretty much to go play in what he's calling the Moist Esports. That's his team name, right? His one dude right now is someone that's going to participate in the Smash Ultimate Summit 3. So his first game is actually going to be a Smash game, which is pretty cool. I was wondering when I heard this, like, oh, what game is he going to do? Is he going to do like shooting games or like that, FPSs, or like fucking Overwatch? What is he doing? And it so happens to be Smash, which is perfect. Cause that's what I'm familiar with. So apparently he's pretty much signed on this dude name or person named Cola, formerly known as Salt One. So he's already proven his talent, to him. He's competed before. He's apparently regarded as one of the best Roy players in the world.
Okay.
So he's the one that's being sponsored right now by, being part of this team, Moist Critical's team, Moist Esports. And he's going to be playing at Ultimate Summit. So look out for that. Check that out. I guess go support or whatever if you're interested or want to support this dude. He's a pretty cool dude. He gets in some weird drama once in a while, though, but he's aight. He's doing an esports team. I wonder if he's going to venture out to other, like, type of video games and maybe other fighting games. Maybe he'll sign on a Street Fighter player or, I don't know, maybe he'll get into, like, League of Legends or, what's that new Pokemon called one? What's it called? I forgot what it's called. I'll talk about it later, though, of course. It's pretty interesting. I wonder if any other, YouTubers or any other influencers are interested in doing any, sponsored teams like this. That would be cool. Maybe Justin Wong should do that shit, because I know Justin Wong has sponsored people in the past he'll pay for, like, their plane ticket and their hotel and all that to get them to a tournament, and kind of, like, fund them in that way. I wonder if he would be interested in doing his own team. That would be interesting. But, yeah, that was pretty cool.
All right. For anyone who doesn't know, Alien is going to be getting a TV show adaptation on FX.
Alien.
Adaptation may not be the right word, but they're going to be making a TV show in the same universe as Alien, and it's going to be about Alien. It's going to be done by Noah Hawley, who did the Fargo show. So apparently this is a thing now, making TV shows off of movies and having them be connected loosely. I'll tell you what, that Fargo show is amazing. Feels very similar.
What's Fargo based off of?
Fargo the movie.
Was it a movie? Oh, shit, I didn't know
from
that.
From the 90s. Yeah, dude, it's really good. You should watch it. It's like a classic. It's a Coen Brothers movie. Highly recommend it. But then he made a TV show. Doesn't follow the exact same events, even the same people. It just follows other true events that happened in Fargo. And so, like, it's pretty cool in that way because it still feels has the same vibe as the movies, but it's totally different. So knowing that he can do that, hopefully he can do the same thing for something as extreme as Alien. But we will see real soon. They've described it as very grounded and very Noah Hawley. For anyone that's ever seen Fargo, you might understand what that means. Very human, very comical, even when ridiculous, fucked up things are happening. And which is crazy. He's shown his interest in aliens for a long time. For anyone that hasn't seen season 2 of Fargo, you might know what I'm talking about. There's a little reference in there that he's kind of, you know, he's interested in supernatural or, like, you know, space stuff. I won't say too much more than that.
Okay.
But, yeah, I just love that this is happening. This is a real thing. They're expecting it to arrive in 2023, which that's when that Fargo show is supposed to come out. So this is going to be a busy motherfucker for the next few years.
Wow, yeah.
But, yeah, so that was the FX president saying that. Alien next 2 years from now. AJ?
Cool. In other news, GTA 3. So apparently there's rumors right now going around that saying that Rockstar Games, they're going to remaster GTA 3 and all the games in that series, which would be like Vice City and San Andreas. So we might get some type of trilogy coming out pretty soon, maybe. And they're also saying that this is going to be built over onto the current engine that like GTA 5 runs on, which is the Unreal Engine. So that'd be crazy. I know like GTA 4 was based on the Euphoria engine. I didn't know they went to Unreal for 5. I have no idea what 3 was based off of, but 3 was the first time they went 3D and all that.
Yeah, that was the first time it wasn't overhead, right?
Yeah, exactly, because the first two were overhead. But yeah, so yeah, they're talking about remastering. Apparently they already remastered it once before, which I guess I missed on that. It kind of did like an HD remaster. But this one is looking like it's going to be like a new overhaul on this new engine and just reintroducing these games, which I'm actually kind of down for because I've been wanting to play GTA 3 again. I actually tried playing it again recently, and I never made it that far through. In San Andreas, I've always wanted to like finish that game. When I originally had it on PS2, I didn't get that far. I got pretty far into it, but then I got kind of stuck at a spot, and I kind of just never went back to it. But I'll be down to finish that game at the very least. So if this is actually for reals, I'll be down to buy this trilogy and check it out. But yeah, we'll see if that's true or not. What's kind of crazy too is that we don't even have a new GTA like in the works as far as we know. Like GTA 5 has been out for like 8 years, almost 10 years now, I believe. But there's been no talk about a GTA 6 yet. And supposedly that they haven't like considered it, supposedly, or maybe they're not even worried about it because GTA 5 has been making so much money online that that people are saying like maybe they're not even bothering to do a GTA 6 yet. So it looks like they're putting all the resources into a GTA 3 remaster, which is that's fine by me. So look out for that in the future, I suppose. Hopefully, maybe.
All right. Another piece of news. I've never seen it, but there's a popular TV show called Manifest from NBC. And, you know, it's about a bunch of people on a plane that, like, you know, they think they die in a plane crash, but really there's just a time skip, and they go back home, and everyone...
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, it sucks, man. It's such a burn. They go back home, no one remembers them, they've been forgotten, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. But, you know, they're trying to catch up with their family and shit. I haven't seen it, but apparently people are going pretty fucking crazy for this show on NBC. But NBC is dropping it.
Damn.
You'll be happy to know.
All right, Fox.
You'll be happy to know Netflix is right now in talks to try to take this show from them.
That's cool.
And the casting
crew, Netflix does once in a while, right?
Yeah, every now and then they'll save some shit. Yeah. You know? And the whole cast and crew are part of the talks. So if this does get picked up by Netflix, you're going to get everybody back. So to keep your hope alive, I guess.
Interesting.
I've never seen it, so I don't know why people love it so much.
Nah, I never heard of it.
Yeah. Okay. AJ, you want to tell them? How much need to go?
I got like two more.
Oh,
three
shit.
More?
Here, let me go again.
Three more.
So there's a new Star Wars comic that we'll talk a little bit about what happened between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. It will also be a continuation of the comic book that was out earlier this year called War of the Bounty Hunters, which, as you can imagine, it was about all the bounty hunters fighting in Empire Strikes Back trying to get Han Solo. Because I don't know if you remember, they showed you a gang of dope-ass-looking bounty hunters, but none of them fucking showed up except for Boba Fett. Apparently that's because they had a fucking big ass battle between each other over who was going to get Han Solo, and Boba Fett was the last man standing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so there's a whole comic book about it that I'm really interested in reading. And now this other one will be a continuation, a spinoff. It's called Crimson Rain. Yeah, like I said, it happens between Empire and Return of the Jedi. Yeah, so I'll give you a little backstory of what the Empire was up to when they were trying to figure out what they're going to do with Luke Skywalker and all that shit. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Connected to that, right before this podcast, me and AJ just saw a trailer for Star Wars Visions. It's the first official trailer, because we had shown something here before, but I think it was just like a behind-the-scenes like creation of it and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think it was. By the way, Cuckoo's mentions in chat that War of the Bounty Hunters was taken partially from
Shadows of the Empire.
Shadows of the Empire, no?
Yeah, because Shadows of the Empire is what happens between Empire and Return of the Jedi as well. So, yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, other stuff.
So Visions, right?
Yeah, Star Wars Visions. What do you think of the trailer?
Did we get that name before? Did we have a name for it?
Yeah, we didn't always have the name, but ever since that first trailer, we had the name.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it looks pretty dope. Like to actually see all the animation, all the crazy shit they're trying to do, and just doing shit that like maybe people either never thought of doing as far as the Star Wars universe goes, or like doing something like someone's thought about, like why haven't they done this yet? And then they go out and do it. It's like, oh shit, they're doing it now. So,
yeah.
See, like seeing shit like that. Like, what the fuck does this guy have right here? Like a fucking pinwheel, like lightsaber.
Yeah, because it was
why
like
does
spinning.
Why does he have so many lightsabers?
Huh?
Why does he have so many lightsabers?
I don't know, man. Some people like some people will get down like that. Yeah, and she was spinning and shooting blaster fire back. That's pretty fucking cool. Yeah, it looks like a lot of cool stuff we've never seen that we would like to see. Like somebody did a force blade catch.
Yeah,
they were like,
sick.
Damn. And we saw someone do the.
And also, the crazy thing about that one scene too is the dude that was doing it didn't even have like wasn't even flinching.
Yeah, he just looked regular. Like,
he just like normal, like oh this shit again.
Okay. As a Jedi should, you know.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah. Other cool things we saw. There was an anime version of Boba Fett flying around. I'm looking forward to seeing that. We saw some really cool looking lightsaber dueling. Yeah. I was like, that looks pretty sick. I was telling AJ something someone did in the trailer. I'm guessing they're part mechanical. But they took a kyber crystal and fucking slammed it into their fucking chest and it made them activate and do some shit. I was like, oh, fuck.
That's crazy, yeah.
Never thought about that for Star Wars. No. Like, that's pretty cool.
What would happen if you put that shit like into like an engine, you know, to power a spacecraft? Could that be a thing?
You know what's funny?
What?
That's called the Death Star.
Oh, shit. My bad.
Death Star uses a lot of Imperial Mind kyber crystals around its corner, which... focus the power and fire that shot that destroys a
planet. But if that's a shot, though, like, okay, I understand a shot, but, like, what about, like, using it in a different way for not as a weapon, you know, like, as a way to power, you know, the motion of a vehicle.
Shit, maybe that's what that person was doing. I don't know. I've never seen
it. And then by accident made it into a laser. Like, ah, fuck it, let's just go with a laser.
Right, I guess so, right? I guess, yeah, I'm not sure. That's a solid question, AJ.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Death Star is made out of Sith technology.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah,
this is Visions, by the way. If anyone doesn't know, this is like Japanese animators taking their own, like making their own stories based off the Star Wars universe, right?
Yeah, and famous studios too, like the ones that did Kill la Kill, the ones that did Samurai Champloo.
One looked like was it Ghibli?
I think Ghibli's doing one. Yeah.
Yeah, because one of them looked like their style of animation too. Like that looks so freaking like Ghibli style right there.
Mm-hmm. Also, one of my favorite anime is Magi. The company that did Magi, they're doing one episode too, and this basically serves to be like the Animatrix from what we're seeing. You know, like little ways to expand the universe without telling you canon plot things about the main characters. You know, which I'm down with that. I want more of that. It makes Star Wars grow.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Mandalorian works. You know.
True.
All right, AJ.
Yeah. So, you know, speaking of like expanding universes and shit like that, right? We got an announcement for something that we already kind of thought about that was going to happen, but now we actually have the actual confirmation and everything. But SNK just the other day announced a new character coming to their Samurai Showdown game. Someone who isn't from SNK, so we're getting another special.
Yeah, they fit it very, very well.
Yeah, another guest character coming to one of these games, which has been a cool thing lately. The fighting geeks have been doing is having these guest characters.
How they're staying alive, man. Cross-platform.
Yeah, man. But apparently, from Guilty Gear, we're finally getting
Baiken.
Yeah,
I actually used Baiken, so I was pretty surprised. It's like they're trying to market it to me. They gave me Hibiki, and then they gave me Baiken right afterwards.
Right? They're like, you gotta play Sam.
You gotta
show,
play,
man.
Bro. Yeah. So they're telling me. I even have a Baiken shirt.
Right. So yeah, Samurai Showdown Cross Guilty Gear XRD
23X3S Special 22 8X5B
the ERD.
The third, yeah.
Erd, not third, it's Erd.
Oh, yeah, Erd. Yeah, right? And X.
Yeah, Erd X.
Biken.
So she's a new character coming through for Sam's show, which she fits perfectly because she uses a samurai sword and all that, right? She has that style, which a lot of Guilty Gear characters are just fucking weird anyways, but she's the only one that looks like a traditional, like, samurai type of, you know, style.
Even down there, missing an arm, like, you know, some OG.
Oh, she's missing an arm. I had no fucking clue.
Yeah, look at her left arm or her right
arm. Fucking right.
Yeah, she has a claw there. She has all kinds of weapons she uses there in place of it.
Shit. I've always been so distracted by other parts of her body that I didn't realize that she was missing an arm.
Hey, man, disabilities, you know, they don't define the person, you know?
Exactly.
She's missing an arm and she's missing an eye.
Damn, that's crazy. How do you lose an arm that's opposite of the eye you lost to, like?
Well,
what the fuck
I
happened?
Think that they lost the eye first, and that threw off their depth perception.
Oh, okay.
And that's how they lost the arm.
That sucks. Yeah,
it's just a guess.
It'd be like that sometimes, I guess.
It does.
All right, but hey, but yeah,
trust me,
I think
AJ,
it's kind of weird.
It does be like that sometimes. Yeah. It's okay.
But yeah, so
counters.
The fact that she's a Guilty Gear character, which is known for like these
She's a counter character. I forgot
these high flying fucking moves and fucking moving all fast, weird around. And Sancho's kind of slow. Right, so I'm wondering how she's gonna fit in this shit. She has a fucking cannon arm in place of that arm there.
That's something from a newer game. She used to just have a claw chain thing, but now I guess she's got cannons too.
Okay. I'm gonna go float your boat, you know. But yeah, look out for her. I'm not sure when she's coming out exactly. She launches August 19th. So tomorrow.
That's the coolest thing about these fighting game releases. When they show you the trailer, it means it's coming in like 3 or 4 days. Like, that's dope.
Yeah, as of recently, like, a lot of games have been doing that for sure. It's kind of cool. Like, especially when, like, Smash does that too. Like, every time Smash introduces a new character, like, a week later you have him, which is pretty dope. So that's cool. So we're not, like, waiting forever and we forget about it. The hype's gone, you know? So that's cool. Looks like she has her same super from Guilty Gear. I had no idea. I'm tripping now that she has one arm now, man. I had no fucking clue before. That's crazy. Anyway, but yeah, look out for tomorrow. My bad. And then we'll have T's review next week on the show, right?
Okay. So, AJ, I think you'll be a fan of this. Adventure Time is going to have a spinoff show on HBO Max.
I'm not even done with fucking Adventure Time yet.
Well, whenever you're done, don't worry. There's a spinoff show coming on HBO Max. Yeah, this one will cover. We'll follow Fiona and Cake, will be the stars of this show. While familiar faces like Ice King pop up, the show explains it's a multiverse hopping adventure and journey of self discovery. And on the cover of it, there's a I don't know if you take a look at this, AJ, but it looks like a female version of the main character.
Oh yeah, Fiona.
Okay, you already know. Yeah, Fiona and
Cake. Cake, the cat.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, Cake. Yeah, so this show's going to be about Fiona and Cake instead of the dude and the...
Yeah, they already had a full episode, which was kind of crazy because they did the whole, like... It was a whole new opening and everything, and it had them in it. There was a whole episode based off her, and apparently she's a fan favorite. What's crazy, too, is that fucking... Princess Bubblegum is actually Prince Bubblegum, I think, and voiced by freaking... fucking Barney Stinson from How I Met Your Mother. What's his name? Fucking child doctor genius.
Oh, Doogie Howser.
Yes.
Yeah, that's funny.
What's his name?
He has like a long name.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So voiced by him. So that character. So she's going to get her own like fucking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a spinoff all about her.
That's crazy.
Yeah, her and Cake. It's all about them. And they're going to be hopping around the multiverse discovering themselves. That's what it says. That's all that we know about it. But yeah, we'll be on HBO Max. I'm guessing she's gonna hop around different multiverses and eventually meet the main guy, Flynn, right?
Finn,
yeah.
That's crazy if that happens.
Yeah, but yeah, that's all we know. There's a picture right there. You can see it on the HBO Max website. Yeah.
I like how they like gender swap like everyone in that universe. Like everyone's just flipped.
Yeah.
But yeah, that sounds cool. I'm down. After good. I finish normal Adventure Time.
Right. You know, you'd really like that show, Fringe. Have I told you about it before?
Yeah, I believe so.
So there's one season. They tease throughout the whole series like that there's a parallel universe that one of the characters has been to, right? And in the middle, at the beginning of one season, the episode opens and you see, like, our characters doing their regular procedure thing. But you're like, something looks different. Like, they look like they're in a different building. And you see, like, they all have, like, a different clothing style. Like, everything about them looks like different kind of. And one of them who's like real quiet and stuff is like all angry and sassy and shit. And you're like, the fuck is going on? And the show cuts and they give you a brand new opening and all the colors are red instead of blue. And the music's just a little different. And then like, you know how they, like we have things that are fringe sciences here, like parallel worlds, mutations, stuff like that. They had things in theirs that are already a thing here, like astrophysics, like those things, alchemy, like things that we have were like fringe science to them.
Oh, wow.
It was real dope. I was like, oh, shit.
That's
like,
pretty cool.
Yeah. And then they gave you like random whole episodes about those parallel universes and them like, and like you'd see us trying to get into their universe in one episode, and the next universe, they're like, we're under attack. We think it's aliens or something, like. Like, something is pushing into our barrier, and they show you everything from their perspective. And now they're like to them, it looks like aliens are invading or something horrible is happening, yeah. And then, like, when it goes on, eventually at the end of the episode, our characters break through, and they're like, and it looks like them. And they're like, what the fuck, you know?
That's weird.
Yeah, it's so good, bro.
That's confusing.
Yeah, and then, like, the next episode, they'll go back to our characters, and they're all on the run and separated and hidden because they don't show you that clash that they all had.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It's dope. It's so good. Yeah, I love Fringe, man. You should watch that. You'd definitely be into it.
Someday, maybe. I got a lot on my list already.
I know. Me too.
Including this game. So we got a new Pokemon announcement. So last week
I got a few actually, right? Wasn't there a couple games?
Yeah, there's a couple of games that I kind of talked about, which I'll kind of go through the list kind of quickly here too. But one of the main ones, it was like a 30-minute presentation that they did this morning. They announced this last week they were going to do this, so I was kind of waiting on this to happen. And then, yeah, it happened this morning today, which is perfect, so we can, you know, talk about it on the show, right? But they kind of mostly talked about they showed us some. Diamond and Pearl, the new remake, but Arceus was the main big thing they kind of showed off today. What's it called? Pokemon Legend Arceus, which seems to be like a big prequel to the Sinnoh region. Even the name of the region is different. I think it's called the like Hisu region or something like that.
Yeah, Hisu.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so this is supposed to be like early Pokemon days back in like feudal times and all that. And they give us more details about this game. So not only are you a person that can like be a, which is crazy new mechanic that the game has that Pokemon has never had before, is being able to be attacked physically. Your person, the trainer and themselves can be attacked by a Pokemon.
Which I don't know why it's a thing in the fucking anime, and you would only imagine that that happens.
Like, yeah, never happened in the actual games before ever, but in this game it does happen, and you even have a new mechanic of being able to roll out the way so you can dodge attacks and all that too.
And you see, there's three different starters that were together.
Yeah,
and almost mean that back in the day, those three types of Pokemon might have all been in the same region and got like relocated or something.
Yeah, exactly. Which is that's what's crazy about this game is that you're seeing different Pokemon in this region that are not from this region originally, at least not in like current games. This is going to be great, says Leon Leo, so he's already like hyped for this shit.
I like that in the past few years every Pokemon game they put out starts to feel more and more like the game we actually wanted when we were in middle school,
right?
You know what I mean? Because like we were always like open world, third person view, that's what we want for Pokemon, like running around, catching Pokemon, fighting in the Pokemon League.
I like this thing right here and the trailer that we're watching right now. So dude throws a ball and like it's shaking, right? As you normally get those three shakes.
And then it goes.
And then it clicks with stars. This one actually shoots off a firework.
Yeah, that's what it should be. That's pretty cool.
That just gives you the more of a feel like, oh, this is like old days where all they had were fireworks to kind of show off something sparkly, you know?
Yeah.
Which is that was kind of funny that they showed that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the way that they travel to seems like this is something out of old times. Like, oh, yeah, you're going to use some sticks and some string to fly around on a bird, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, they're showing us a new Pokemon. So, like, recently we've been getting some, like, regional exclusive Pokemon. Not regional exclusive, but more like regional differences in Pokemon. And also new evolutions, too. This is an evolution of a Stantler, which Stantler doesn't evolve in like, you know, past games. But this new game that takes place in the past, he has an evolution. What happened to that evolution? Why don't we have that evolution anymore, you know?
I mean, Pokemon That's lose evolutions if shit goes
Yeah,
on?
He stopped evolving for some reason. I don't know.
Oh, and Pokemon can go berserk and try to fuck you up, by the way.
Yeah, that's what's crazy, too. Like, Pokemon actually come out and fucking chase you and shit. And if you fucking get knocked out and hit enough, you will, like, fucking pass out, black out, as if you lost all your Pokemon, which is pretty crazy, too.
Makes sense.
One other new mechanic they also talked about, too, is styles. So Pokemon, when they attack, they can have different styles of that certain attack. So if you have, like, Razor Leaf, you can have an agile version of it or a strong version of it.
Depending on the Pokemon and their stats, huh?
No, it's just a way that the attack would be shot off. So if it's an Aldra version, it may be like faster. Like, it may attack first, but it might be a little bit weaker.
What determines if you get agile versus power?
You can choose. There's nothing that
determines
it.
Oh, you can pick.
So when you attack with Razor Leaf, you can choose. I want to do the fucking power version, the strong version. Or I want to choose the agile version of it. So, like, do Razor Leaf, but agilely. Or do Razor Leaf strongly, you know? It's kind of like that.
Hmm.
So it may, like, shoot off stronger, but maybe be slower. So it may attack second. Or you can do agilely, which, you know, might be weaker, but it'll shoot off first, you know? So that's a new like mechanic they're introducing, which it looks like you can do with like almost any attack, which sounds kind of crazy. So I want to see what they do with that. And I'm assuming too that, you know, maybe you'll get different effects out of it too. So if you attack with the weak version, you know, maybe you'll attack weakly, but maybe you'll get a special status condition that happens as opposed to doing it strongly. If all you get is just the power attack, you know. I don't know. That sounds pretty cool. I'm interested in trying that out when it comes out. Other things they kind of mentioned too. Today, as far as Pokemon goes, is Pokemon Unite. So that's the new game, the MOBA game.
With the Diamond and Pearl too, right?
I'll get to that too.
Okay.
Mamoswine and Sylveon are going to be new Pokemons to Pokemon Unite, which sound cool. Mamoswine is one of my favorite Pokemon, so that kind of makes me want to play this Pokemon Unite now. So that's cool to hear about. What else is there? Pokemon Cafe is getting some new updates and getting like a revamp, they're saying too. So they're going to do some revamping to that game pretty soon. Pokemon Go, they're introducing some of the new current gen Pokemon to the game, slowly introducing them to the game, which is interesting. And then, Shining, what is it? Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. They talked about that. Honestly, nothing too new in there.
It looked cool. I mean, it looked like an update. It looked like exactly what I'd want, an updated Diamond and Pearl. They have the fucking cute contests and shit again. Like,
yeah.
They got the mining. Like, I like that shit.
And some of those things, that those extra like side quest things you can do are have been like kind of revamped and kind of like look more better to play with and everything. So they show that off. Other than that, it looked pretty similar to what they showed us before. I think the graphics have been slightly updated a bit too, actually, compared to previous trailers
we've
seen.
I like that the fishing guy has his Pokeball on the lure.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just a new, yeah, it looks the same as what they showed us before, just cleaner. And they just showed us more details about those side things too.
And the stickers, dude, stickers.
Like, this whole process is new and different. Like, it's still something that they've done in the past. It just looks better though.
I like the Union Room too. That looks better. What the fuck? Style Shop. That's new.
I think, I'm not sure if they did any dress up shit back in Diamond and Pearl.
Nah, they didn't.
Yeah, so then that's kind of a new thing they added to here. But yeah, this whole beauty contest thing, I think that they just had like added more, you know, bells and whistles to it.
Looks like more details.
I'm not going to play it.
You're not going to play Diamond and Pearl?
I'm going to play Diamond and Pearl, but I'm not going to play those fucking side
things.
Oh, no,
I'm over that. I did that. You only do that shit one time. You know what I mean? You didn't have to do that shit again.
Yeah, you do it one time for the fucking quest and all that, and that's about it.
I do remember liking getting the stones and the gems when you have to go hiking underground.
Yeah, actually, that was pretty fun to do. You can get lost just doing that shit, so that's bad.
I spent so much time playing that shit.
Yeah.
That and Poffins.
Definitely looking for freaking like, rainbow scale or something like that. Looking for those damn scales. I know I was definitely doing that to evolve like a Milotic or something like that. But yeah, coming out.
Oh, yeah, and they showed a little teaser about Team Galactic. And they're highlighting them.
Oh,
more.
Speaking of Team Galactic, so Team Galactic is in freaking Diamond and Pearl, right?
Yeah.
Back to Pokemon Legends Arceus, which is early Sinnoh. There's a Team Galaxy in there.
What? Yeah.
So Team Galaxy is something that's in that region and that time. So it sounds like they evolved to Team Galactic, possibly.
Oh, wow. And then Team Rocket.
Yeah, right? Interesting.
All space shit. Okay.
Right. But yeah. I'm pretty sure we knew the dates of these games already, but I'm pretty sure they told us again at the end here somewhere that November 19th, for Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, and then sometime in January is when we get Arceus Legends and all that. So look out for that. I'm excited for these games for sure. I definitely want to play Diamond and Pearl again, and then Arceus comes out there. I'm pretty sure they're going to be connected in some way too, so I'm wondering how that's going to be taking effect. They also announced that Pokemon Home will be able to connect to this in the future, though, so not right away. So sometime in early 2022 is when you'll be able to connect your Pokemon Home to this system or to this game and be able to transfer Pokemon back and forth. I'm wondering if there will be like one more update for Pokemon Sword and Shield that will give you all the rest of the Pokemon that are missing from the game that are probably in this game, and that's probably why they're holding off on that. But we'll see what happens with that.
All right.
But yeah, like, go check out the videos. It's like a 30-minute video explaining all these details and all that. Some details Addy mentioned. I think the main part of the storyline of Pokemon Legends Arceus is that, kind of similar to like old games, you're given a Pokedex and you got to go and find these Pokemon and learn about them. Except you don't have a Pokedex. It's more like go explore and get some information on these Pokemon because we don't know what they are. It's kind of like what it seems like in this Pokemon Legends game. So that seems kind of interesting. But yeah, look out for that in the future.
All right. Let's see. Other piece of news real quick. Owen Wilson implies... first off, he said...
Implying some shit.
First off,
who is he?
You might see... You know who Owen Wilson is?
I know who he is.
Yeah, he's an actor in a lot of different stuff. But lately, he's been playing Mobius in Loki from Marvel. But he implied that Mobius might be making cameos outside of the Marvel movies. Like, he might make cameos in other movies as Mobius.
That's cool.
I like that shit. That's just
I want to see him, like, just randomly, like, in the middle of a movie, like Shang-Chi. He, like, fucking shows up out of a portal, is like, oh, snap. This is the wrong... My bad. So I'm sorry. Just go about doing your thing, but I'm leaving. I'm out of here. But, you know, like something like that would be funny.
Well, that would be hilarious. But that was actually... I made my point wrong. He was making his point that he might show up as Mobius outside of Marvel movies.
What?
Yeah.
Outside of Marvel movies?
Yeah.
So, like, in other TV series?
Yeah. What are other movies he's in? He might make, like, you know, if he has a cameo role, he might decide to be Mobius for that cameo role.
Okay.
But yes, yeah, so he's just talking.
Is he
about
talking about like Deadpool or something like that?
I don't know. I think he's just saying just for fun. Like,
okay.
I don't know if you know, but sometimes people show up as their other selves in movies just for fun. You know, just because.
Yeah.
It's not common. It's pretty rare. But
interesting.
The other thing he pointed out though was, he kind of implied that Marvel kind of mobbed on him a little bit. He said he did an interview after getting the disclosure warning with Marvel and shit and working with them. And he was in an interview, and he's telling them about, oh, yeah, I'm playing a character that's going to be wearing a big, thick mustache or whatever, you know? And, I guess that was considered by Marvel to be a violation of that.
TMI?
And they sent him a text message from an unknown number, he'd never seen before, and said, strike one.
Damn.
And he was like, what the fuck? And he's, like, so confused and off-put, and he's like, I never got another strike, but I don't think I said anything else anyway, but... He's like, it was really off-putting. I was like, what the fuck?
There's fucking like someone, Mickey Mouse in the back corner in the shadows, someone like, he's the saying some like, shit, you know?
Watching you. Yeah. You're like, Mickey's like this to him in the corner. And I'm like, damn, bro, Marvel mobbed on him. Like, he just let him know. Like,
man, he's like, yeah, I'm working with Marvel now. Strike two. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I just said.
I thought we all knew this.
He's like, Marvel brandished his gun, you know? Like, they just pulled it straight back. Like, he didn't actually pull it out, but, you know, I just let you know they have it.
He pulls his hand out the pocket and it's Iron Man's fucking like, you know.
He reveals his glove. Hate to have to use this, you know. Like, yeah, so don't fuck with Marvel. That's the news.
Seriously,
right there.
Damn.
Other
can't even say you have a mustache in a movie nowadays. Damn.
Right? That gets too much.
Next thing you'll be like, yeah, I'm playing a male character. Strike three. You're like, what the?
We're firing you now. Next thing. Resident Evil, I'm sure you've heard the video game franchise. To celebrate it, Capcom has released I don't know if you know, but there's a new Netflix show of Resident Evil, and there's a new game coming out, like a remake. So to celebrate this, Netflix has released a special product. Herbs.
What do you mean by herbs?
I don't know if you remember, if you ever play Resident Evil, you know that you take herbs to heal your life back.
Yeah.
So they've released herb products, and with these, you can buy on Capcom's store online, specifically. It's in Japan, but I think you can make yourself an IP and get it and buy it anyway. But anyway, the herbs are actually bath salts. You pour them into your bath and it heals you, you know?
Like, I hope people do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it was... They must not know about what happened here in America.
I know, that's exactly...
For them to make it after something that the characters supposedly consume.
Because I was really concerned on that. Like, what are people supposed to do with this? I was hoping more so that it was like an energy powder that you pour into your drink.
That's
or
what I was hoping too.
That's what I was hoping for. Bath salts, okay, but yeah, people are gonna want to consume this. because it's herbs. Like, isn't that what you do in the game?
You consume you these eat herbs, it. Right? Yeah, it's fucking dumb.
Bad marketing. I hope this goes well.
I think you know what I think is like they know that Japanese kids won't eat colorful shit because they're afraid of drugs.
Okay,
but they don't understand America.
No,
like it's the opposite here. Actually,
is it coming out in America?
Right now, it's only on sale in Japan.
Okay.
Right now.
I think we're safe. America is safe for now.
For now, yeah. But yeah, so these herbs are on sale. Keep an eye out for them. it's just funny. Apparently, also, there was a Resident Evil perfume that was put out earlier this year, and also to strange responses. People were like, the fuck? Zombie perfume? All right, AJ?
All right. My last piece of news, actually.
Wait. No, okay, go ahead.
All right. So, apparently now available, not now available, but the Simpsons 1-Up Arcade Machine is now available for pre-order. Apparently, this is a four-player cabinet going for $700. Fuck. And ships in late fall. Apparently, this was delayed, too, because there were some, like, rights issues going on with one of the games. Like, there's, like, multiple games on the system, too. I don't know which game had the issue. I think they might have even gotten rid of one of the games that were supposed to be on here. Regardless, though, it's finally coming out. You can go and pre-order it now. So if you're interested in having a 1-Up arcade machine, these are, like, little arcade machines. They're, like, imagine the arcade machines, but just a little bit smaller, but still big enough that you can fucking play on it, you know, and have it in your house in the corner somewhere. People come over and be like, oh, shit, you have an arcade machine. Oh, it's Simpsons. That's dope, dude. I'm going to play this. Yeah, it's like that.
I would play it if someone had it.
Yeah, I would, too. I would buy it if I had money for it, you know? But actually, I don't want to buy one of these because I want to build it myself. Like, I know I can build one. I just need friggin' the space and the tools for it, and I could build something like this. And maybe just give me, like, a week off, maybe 2 weeks off of work, you know, to do this. And, you know, I'll have one. Just saying.
Damn, we should get COVID, and then we should just work on this.
Like, hey.
Yeah, you know, and, like, just work on this for 2 weeks, bro. Right. Like, just both not show up to work and just fucking hammering. Fucking Iron. We'll be like Iron Man and Doctor, whatever the fuck his name was, you know, the old dude.
<You're right. laughs>
just fucking...
Yeah. But yeah, so this is available, or not, oh, I'm sorry, not available. It's available for pre-order now. If you guys want it, go get it. Because that TMNT machine, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles machine that was out like last year, like I haven't seen it since it released. So you guys might want to get on this one right away.
All right. I don't know if my last piece of news. I don't know if you remember this little quaint story by Anthony Mackie after the end of Falcon and Winter Soldier, like 2 or 3 days after Falcon and Winter Soldier was over.
Okay.
He went into a grocery store and some guy's like, oh, you're Anthony Mackie, right? He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, man, I love the Falcon and Winter Soldier show. He's like, how do you feel about being in Captain America 4? And he was like, what the fuck? Captain America 4? And, you know, this is because there was a news article that leaked almost the day after Falcon and Winter Soldier that came out that said, Marvel is working or producing Captain America 4.
Right.
And then Anthony Mackie was told this by a random grocer.
Yeah.
And he was like, the fuck?
It's
like,
I didn't.
It's like, how come I don't know about this? How come they know the fans know about this before me, right?
Yeah.
And, but you know, just today, he closed a deal with Marvel.
Yeah.
That he will be the main character in Captain America 4.
That's crazy.
So we really did know about it way before he did.
That's crazy.
That's just fucking crazy. Like, yeah, so, yeah, and it's going to be written by the same guy who wrote the show Falcon and Winter Soldier, and he's co-writing it with the guy who wrote The Winter Soldier.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah.
Which is also the time, that's the movie that would introduce us to Falcon.
Yep. And to Bucky. Or no, and to The Winter Soldier.
And to The Winter Soldier.
Yeah. All right, so that's it for InFocus. AJ, what you got planned for your InFocus week, man?
You know, chilling, killing time and all that. No, I'm going to definitely try to play some Pokken tournament on my Switch. And then I don't know, maybe try to play some other fighting games. We're doing this video game Olympics thing, 3v3 fighting games here on Twitch on Sunday night. So go and check that out and see what we're gonna play. Cause I have no idea what we're playing. It's gonna be random anyways. That's why I don't know. There's a small list. So maybe I'll go through that list and see what I might be playing. What I might do right after the show though is go to round one, cause Cars works right there, and I gotta pick her up after this right now, and I might as well just show up early and go play some Street Fighter or something, you know. So I might do that. I've been playing some Street Fighter there too, so maybe go do more of that. Digimon, try to construct this new purple deck, see what I need for it. I don't know.
All right.
Oh yeah, maybe try to watch one of these new animes, not new, but like My Hero or something like that.
Okay,
what about you?
I want to put together this purple deck, so I have to go hunt down some more individual cards.
You're also doing a purple deck, yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of it. I literally, like, 3 or 4 cards away, but I know I want some Lady Devimons, and I want mats, purple mats. So I just gotta hunt down a few of those. And one Lilithmon.
You know what I did today too? Oh, I think King Phantom might have a Lilithmon. I think I saw one there.
Oh shit!
But maybe you should do what I did.
Might have to go after this.
They're open till like 9 or 10, so you could do that.
Shit.
But maybe you should do what I did. Is like fucking just taking a couple of cards like that you're not fucking gonna use, or and you know none of us are gonna use, and maybe just try to sell them off. And then like fucking just buy some shit because like, they take store credit. You can either like pay you out, which you'll get less money for, or you can take store credit. So I took the store credit and I just fucking chose some shit they had there and got some new shit. So it all worked out today. So maybe you should do the same thing. I don't know.
I think you might be right.
So you don't have to go and buy new cards. And then what I did today too, though, is I was going to go to the store, the game shop over in Santa Clarita. You know, to see what they had before I went to King Phantom over here.
Is that the one that we went to?
No, this is a different one in Santa Clarita called Tapped Out Gaming. Mm-hmm. And so I went there like around 1 o'clock, 1:30, and it was closed because it opens at 2 o'clock. I was like, fuck. I'm like, I'm not going to wait 30 minutes.
You know what? That one that I go to on Burbank and Hazeltine?
It opened at 2 too, right?
It opened at 2.
Yeah, I know. I knew that one opened at 2. As I was driving over there, I was thinking to myself, like, oh man, I hope they don't open at 2 o'clock.
And you were even thinking about it?
And I thought about, like, I know which store does that. I'm like, oh yeah, the one on fucking Burbank over there in Hazeltine, they open at 2 o'clock. It's not this one. This one opens at 12, I'm sure. Get there, it's closed. I'm like, fuck, it opened at 2. I should have checked. I knew I should have checked. I had a feeling, and I thought, I don't know, it's the other one. I'm good. I wasn't good.
Jeez, 2 o'clock.
Yeah, but I'll be in the area tomorrow for work anyway, so maybe I'll go down there and see if they have any mats, purple mats for you.
Yeah, let me know, bro. I want more.
Yeah.
Purple mats, Lilithmons, I'll pay you for whatever. Other things, I guess, I mean, that's it. I want to work on the deck. I'm watching more Outer Banks. What else? All right, I want to start reading my Daredevil, my big-ass Daredevil comic. I have a lot to get through in that, so I should start reading that soon.
The funniest shit with Outer Banks, though, is when Homegirl was, like, walking on the boat. It was after that storm pass, right?
Is it episode one?
I think so. Episode one or two, something like that. And she falls in the boat, and she's like, ah! Like, she's electrocuted because all those wires laying across, and her was, like, freaking out. And she's like, ah, just fucking with you guys. I thought that shit was funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was fucked up. Like, they have attitude. It's just hilarious.
Yeah.
I think that's about it, though. Anything else I need to do? Sunday, of course. Kick the games. Ass. More My Hero Academia. And, yeah.
What are you guys doing? Tell us. Twitter.
Email us. unfocuspodcast@gmail.com.
Twitter at unfocus28. Yeah. And all that good stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
But we'll see you guys Sunday and next Wednesday. Thank you for joining us.
How do we end the show? Is this button?
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Wednesday.
Also, you can bitches. Always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Almost. Might look like one.
It's over!
Don't forget to subscribe!